Spoonful of Paolo. Here we go.
Hey everyone, it's Paolo, and welcome to Spoonful of Paolo. We're celebrating our 11th season today. Can you believe it? Okay. And today we got a great episode because I'm gonna be talking to Raven Simone and her beautiful wife, Miranda. Look, there's a lot to talk about because they just celebrated their 1 year wedding anniversary this past summer. They have their hit YouTube channel called 8PM, and Raven's home got picked up for season 5. So I'll see you guys with Raven and Miranda. Okay, are you guys ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, tell me when you're ready and we can just go.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready. Go.
All right. Go. Hi, Raven. Hi, Miranda. Hi.
Hello.
Oh my God. Can I just say, you know, it's our 11th season. You're our first guest for our 11th season. We're so honored. We're so excited. Thank you both so much. Really.
Lucky number 11. I love it.
It's a power number.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. But I want to say congratulations to you two because there's a few things on you celebrating your 1 year wedding anniversary this past summer in June. You guys launched your own YouTube channel this past last April called 8PM. Happy hour. I know why you call it. You know, and also Raven's home just got picked up for the 5th season. So there's just so much to celebrate. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. We're over here thriving. And it feels good. We really appreciate you doing your homework.
Yeah, of course. Well, what does it feel like? Because you guys have been together for about 7 years. So what does it feel like today to have all of this, to celebrate all these things that have come your way? Did you ever dream about this? Did you ever like to be at this moment where you are today?
Whoa. Okay, well, first of all, I'll let you know this little tidbit. So we actually met back in 2015, dated within the 2015, 2016, beginning of 2017 years, and then broke up. And we were apart until we got back together and then decided to get married. So it was kind of this like really crazy thing in that. So when I think about like the person I was a few years ago, who was kind of like heartbroken because she broke my heart. And did I ever think that we would like end up here in this moment, married and with all of this stuff? Yes and no. I had a very strong knowing that Raven was my person and I was determined to find her again in whatever way I could. But the journey of the YouTube channel and all of that has been both expected and unexpected. There was a lot more technical work than I thought we would, like to it all than I thought about before we started it. But it's been cool. I also feel like I can't really speak today. That was a jumbled little answer, but.
I get it. You know what? It's so cool because I think you guys met, I think the first time was at a gay bar in West Hollywood when Raven, you were hosting a karaoke drag night. I don't know where the hell I was that night, but I'm so mad I missed it. And, you know, Miranda, that's the first night that you saw Raven, the first day. But so what was it about her that literally, because you said like it was, you knew that she was going to be your girlfriend. So what was it about Raven? Because I know you didn't watch her show. You didn't watch her show, but did you know her or were you just like, oh my God, this girl is hot? Like, what was it?
Was I hot, babe?
You know you are, Raven.
Hot. It was hot as hell.
Yeah,
in that
she
place.
Was like, she was sweating. honestly, I know it sounds so frustratingly cliche, but it's that like when you know thing. And I saw her and just kind of was like, boom, like that's going to be a person I know. That was literally actually what I thought. I was like, I'm going to know her. Did I understand what that actually meant? Not really. When we started talking though, we had a chemistry. It was easy. She asked me questions that made me think and I appreciate all of that. And it just worked. Like it just worked.
Oh my God. Oh my God. This is so nice. I know you guys got married at Debbie Allen's house. And I know that during COVID you all were eating at like an Indian restaurant and you took a sheet of paper, you ripped it from like someplace, man, and you were writing, you made 2 lists, okay, about your wedding, what you wanted it to be. Was Debbie Allen like saying, well, I want to get married to Debbie Allen. Was that like on the list or that just like happened?
No, that wasn't on the list at all. What was on the list was how many people, what we don't want and what we do want. And the Debbie Allen thing happened because I called her. She's like my godmom in a way. And I called her, I'm like, I'm getting married. And she said, well, you should come over here and do it. And I was like, that's not a part of the napkin. That sounds a lot bigger than we actually wanted. She provided her backyard if we wanted it. She wanted Kate, like, and I said, no, mom, no, Mama D, just... I want your oysters, your pasta, and your front yard. We both understand and watch Bridezilla shows, and we didn't want it to end up that way, especially during COVID. It's probably difficult to. And, you know, now that we look back, for sure. Do we wish we had a party where people could bring us presents? Yeah, for sure. And we still might have that. But I really enjoyed the intimacy of it all and the fact that we had our core people with us at the time to witness such a personal moment for us. It wasn't one of those big Hollywood weddings that were, you know, sponsored and pictures for everybody else's consumption. This was for us. This was, you know, we did our own playlist. We drove in with Kanye West. I'm not Kanye. Oh my goodness. Kendrick Lamar. And then we drove out with 99 Problems, But Up Ain't One. You know, we curated it just for ourselves. And I think that's why it became such an amazing thing for us. But no, Debbie Allen was not on the list to begin with.
But you, babe, you made it so special. I'm so grateful for Debbie being as generous as she was towards us. I mean, and it's a testament of how much she loves Raven. And it was really, she made it so beautiful.
Oh my God, you guys are goals. Okay, listen, you know, for you, Raven, there's something that you said recently, and I can relate to this so much, when you said that falling in love helped you realize you didn't have to wait to come out. I love that because, you know, that happened to me too. Like, you know, when I've been with my husband, we've been together for like almost 14 years, and I really didn't come out until we started doing our show together. But for you, because you've been very, you know, no one really knew that you were getting married or your personal life. So it must feel pretty amazing for you to be sitting here next to your wife. The world knows you're not hiding anything. You're living your truth, you know? So what does that feel like for you to like be out and to be and let the world know about you and your wife?
It's kind of a dream state, to be honest with you. I'm constantly running away from my childhood in a way, just mentally and emotionally. But, you know, when I was a kid, the thought of having a wife was never in the forefront of my mind. I always thought, well, I'm going to get married to a guy and then he's going to know that I have a girlfriend that I'm just spending most of my time with. I knew that at a young age. And when I did finally fall in love and was comfortable enough to say what my preference of human is, then, you know, that was a liberation, obviously. But the first time I did it, I actually felt like I betrayed my childhood, like my secret was out. I wasn't really performing in a relationship positively. Now I am with Miranda, we're married, and it feels, again, it feels liberating. It feels like I don't have any more secrets. It feels like it's the right thing to do. It feels like I actually can get older. There was a time in my life where, you know, the stereotype of people in the industry starting as young as me, either, you know, don't last very long, their careers fail, they overdose, like stuff just happens. And I never really felt like I was going to live for a very long time in a happy space because I wasn't truly myself. But now that I'm with Miranda and I'm married and we have a family unit that we create on our basis, makes me feel like, yeah, I'm going to be able to grow old and be happy in that space. So it feels, it makes me grounded as a human and not just as a celebrity in Hollywood, which is, you know, something that can be difficult for a lot of people to wrap their minds around. But when you're in Hollywood, there is a different energy around you that sometimes makes you feel invincible, sometimes makes you feel like you're, you know, above and whatever, whatever. But when you take on such traditional family values and apply them to your life and get married to the love of your life, then you start realizing, oh yeah, society is society no matter what it looks like.
Yeah. Oh my God. I can't even imagine of the people that you've helped to come out, to realize, to be their authentic self, you know, because I know you said this before and I've said this where there really hasn't been anyone for me that has come out when I needed them to. It's always like the older people, but not someone in our age group. So like to have, I can't imagine all the girls, all the boys that they see you two sitting here, you know, your YouTube channel talking to me, you know, it's just got to say, look, you can do it. Just, you know, when you're ready, come out and you can do it. So yeah, applaud to you both.
I want to say to that, it's funny you bring that up, because when I was struggling with the fact of coming out, I had a friend, his name is Damon Green, and we were on Broadway to get together in Sister Act, and he sit down with me. He knew I was dating someone at the time, and he's like, you know, you have to do it for the people. And I'm like, whatever about the people. I'm in my own journey right now. Like, I wasn't thinking about what Raven Simone coming out would do and impact other people, because I was going through that struggle on myself, through myself and about myself. So it takes strength. And I'm saying this to say to all the people out there, it takes strength. It is not as easy as it sounds, because you have to jump over the hurdle of yourself first, and then you have to jump over the hurdle of everybody else. But as soon as you jump over that hurdle of yourself, everybody else can kiss your ass. Like, to be honest with you, you know what I mean? Because it's like, once you're done, like, being hidden, you're fine. And anybody else can say anything else to you, and you can just say, whatever, I'm gone.
I think that's so true in so many aspects of our lives. And we can oftentimes be our own worst enemies, and not even with our sexuality, but even if we're thinking about our physical appearances or, you know, our self-esteem, or people can be so hard on themselves. Like, oh, I was so silly in that meeting, and I'm so stupid for saying what I said, and really beating yourself up. And then, you know, it's like other people aren't as impacted. Granted, with coming out, I think it's a much more, it can be much more difficult, especially if you have people within your family unit who aren't going to accept you. I mean, it does take such a huge act of courage and bravery to be your authentic self.
But it's possible. And
it's completely possible.
It's super possible.
And I think it's so empowering, and people oftentimes feel better and then can find others who support that. But I think it's really beautiful, and it's so amazing when people do approach Raven in public and say these things to her. It's such a reminder to me of how impactful she has been, whether it's somebody coming up and saying, you know, I was really sick as a kid and I would watch you every day and you would make me laugh, or it's somebody saying, I was terrified of coming out and you gave me the courage to tell my parents that I was gay. It's amazing to know somebody who's had such a positive impact on people's lives, because, you know, not everyone gets that opportunity. So,
well said. It's pretty amazing that we could sit here and talk, like, both of you, your wives, husbands, have an open conversation, be real, you know, and it's just, it's so amazing. You two remind me a lot of my husband and I, because, like, it's just us two who do this web show. We've been doing it for over 10 years. No one else has worked with us, just Patrick and I. And I see you two with your YouTube channel, you know, it's just you two. So there has to have been something that you've learned about each other during this process. There, you know, so you got to give me one thing, each of you. What have you learned about each other since starting, you know, launching 8 p.m.?
We learned that to make sure our relationship stays stable, we actually implemented a production company to help us.
Okay.
Seriously, we have people behind the scenes now.
Right. But you're the faces. You're the faces, okay? Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, we're the faces. But we learned quickly after, like, we were up for maybe 2 months. And there was a moment, we have a vlog about it, and Miranda goes, I think I'm losing my wife. I think I'm going to get divorced. And I'm like, all right, time to, Matt, we need you.
I was so terrified. I was like, wait, this is not what I was signed up for. What's happening? So,
but yes, we love working together. We love the fact
that
what
have you learned?
Oh, what have I learned?
One thing you've learned about me.
One thing I've learned about you is that you're a quick learner.
Oh, that's so nice and politically correct. I was going to say that I learned that you are such a control freak.
Thank you.
Like, she's such a control freak. And
well, then I'll be honest. Okay, ready? What I learned is that as soon as she learns one thing, it's like she's the master of it. Like, she's been doing it her whole life. And I'm like, you just learned that yesterday.
It's true.
No, you have to.
Raven's like, I'm sorry, Miranda, I've been doing this since I was 3 years old. You really honestly might want to look at the camera when you're talking. I'm like, no, you don't have to.
Oh my gosh.
Do whatever you want.
Oh, it's hilarious over here.
Yeah, I have to say, because I love your videos. I love your true and false videos. I watch your vlogs. I saw the one you did at your live one. It was your first guest this past Tuesday with Dr. Barry. And I watch your cooking ones. And I've made this all the time. It's your Dutch baby pancake look. I made this a couple times. Okay.
Look at you and that Dutch baby.
Okay, it's really good. It's really good. But after watching your interview with Dr. Barry, I'm like, I need to cut down on my sugar and carbs. So I'm going to put that away.
Yeah.
Okay, but I do love it. It's really good. What do you want?
Got me. That's how she snagged me in New York. She would make me Dutch baby before I would go to work and on the view. And I'm like, hey, I love you. I'm not saying this. We're too early. It's too soon.
But Raven, you're right. It's so good because it's so easy. When I saw you guys, I think it was when Mario Lopez, you guys were on the show or whatever, and you put it in the blender, which I always do. It's just like 6-7 ingredients in the blender. And I know that the pans, and we'll have this on a Spoonful of Hollow website, but you put the pan in the oven, 425, you keep it hot, then you put it in there with the butter, then you bake it for like 18 minutes. It's so good, okay?
That's delicious.
Okay. I know you said the view, you know, obviously they're celebrating the 25th anniversary, the 25th season. What, you know, when you were on there, Raven, first of all, every Fridays they bring back a co-host every Fridays. So when are you coming back as a guest co-host? Okay, not yet then. So we know that. Not yet. But for you,
and a lot more Fridays.
Yes, there is. Okay. For you, Raven, then, what would you say has been the greatest teaching moment since you left The View, like that you've learned from being on the show that season? What would that be, you think?
The greatest teaching moment that I have taken to heart and use even till this day is to really make sure that my opinion is thought out appropriately and not given a time restriction on how long it'll take me to explain. I think one of the things that I had problems with on the show and other people have expressed challenges with, but I had a lot more. You know, my entire life has been script, film, edit, make sure it's funny, and that's how it is. The View is live. The View is on your toes. And again, you know, when I started it, I had a preconceived notion of that it's going to be more pop culture. It's not going to be political. We're not touching on these topics. They were, that's how it was presented. And then as things started getting heavy and my thought process on society is definitely skewed because of how I was raised and what industry I'm in. And my verbiage is not as pristine because normally there's a group of 8 to 10 writers writing what I'm saying publicly. So, you know, that was difficult, but I also learned how important it is to have an opinion and how important it is to get your opinion out there. Because even if the masses don't accept it, there are going to be at least 5 people who believe in what you believe in. And it feels good to have community.
Oh, I'm glad you did that. I know for you, Miranda, you had moved to New York to be with Raven during that time. And, you know, any co-host who joins the show, you know, there's always news, drama, whatever it is. But I also heard that you were such a positive, you know, force impact to Raven, just being there for her. So what was that moment like for you being there, helping her, talking with her, telling her, you got this, go back and speak your truth? Like, what was that like for you?
I mean, I loved being there. It was fantastic. We had our little routine. Raven would go to the studio early and then I would come kind of right before she would go on and I would bring us our smoothies and we would hang out. And we had our whole little life, which was fantastic. And honestly, despite the few hiccups that she had on the show, once she left work, we were really in our own bubble. It was like we would walk out of the studio and it was like, okay, what spice shop are we going to today? What art project? What show are we rushing back to binge? Where do we want to have lunch? You know, it's kind of a groovy schedule when you work on The View because she was usually out by 12:30. So we would have a whole day ahead of us. And when, you know, again, those little things happened that needed addressing, yeah, we had conversations and, you know, I think,
She was there for me. She made it. I'm sorry, I'm going to interrupt you. You know, never had I been in a relationship during such a challenging time in my life to where somebody was there saying, do what you need to do to make it right. Now let's go to the spice shop. Let's calm down about it. Because most of the time people like to exacerbate the problem and keep pushing and pushing and saying, you have to do this, you have to do this. And she really made me feel like that wasn't the only thing in my life that was going on. And that's really difficult, especially when you're saying things that are not correct, or, you know, you mess up in society or you do something like that. You don't want to go home to someone else bombarding you with hate or things of that nature. She found a way to really make the home space kind and gentle, and her favorite words, which I'm still working on, but a safe space, whatever. And so it was a safe space then.
Well, I honestly have a lot of compassion, and now being more in the public eye, in even more different lens than before, because it's very difficult when you are in a position where people can just jump on you and scrutinize you and pick you apart. And I think, you know, people don't look at other people with an understanding lens a lot of the time. It's more like an attack lens, whereas people aren't going to go, oh, maybe they just had a bad day, or maybe they're a little off. You know, I see that in our YouTube comments. People will come for me and I'm like, oh my gosh, you know how tired I am in that video? And it's not their responsibility, granted, but people are very quick to judge, I guess, and to draw conclusions. And that's fine. That's something that comes with the territory. But I think especially back then when Raven would say things, you know, it was like, she didn't get the full opportunity to explain herself. And Raven, if you know her, she's not malicious. She's not mean. She's not any of the things that people might think to call her. And so I had a lot of compassion, a lot of understanding, and a lot of like, you know, it'll be okay.
Yeah. And that's why you got the YouTube channel, because you can just be yourself. You don't have to hide anything, and you could say what you want to say, and no one's telling you, well, I don't think you should say this. Maybe you should say it this way. So you can just be you and say what you want.
We do that to each other, though.
Exactly.
Now we regulate each other. I'm like, babes, we shouldn't sit. I'm okay.
We're each other's directors, producers, editors.
You know, recently, Raven, you said, and I love this, you said, the role that changed my life was Olivia, and the role to show me what my life is That's So Raven. I know your mom was a huge fan of The Cosby Show, and when you were little, you would see like the look on her face, like, because that was her favorite show. And you said to your mom, you know, I think I can do what Rudy's doing. So then your parents, you know, they sold everything, you guys drove to New York, and the rest is history. So when your dreams are coming true at 3 years old, what does that teach you about dreaming big then?
Well, that teaches you, one, that it's possible to achieve anything, period. It's possible to achieve anything. If you set your mind to it, you can do it. And then there is that thought process too, which is what we believe in, is if you set your mind on, I can't do this, then you won't be able to. So your mind is a powerful organ and connective tissue / electrode thing that's happening in your brain that's connected to the universe. And I mean, I go back and forth with that story, right? Because in one side of it, I want to say, be careful what you say at three, because you're going to be stuck with it for the rest of your life. And then other side, it's like, listen to a three-year-old if they have that type of passion, because you never know what their career can turn into as you get older. So, you know, it's two sides of the coin. But even today, you know, talking with my wife when we first got married, meditating together, really putting out in the universe exactly what we want our relationship to look like, exactly what we want our career to look like, our family to look like, and creating a roadmap / blueprint and following it every day. It's not going to look exactly how you place it, but knowing the final destination, you can take whatever road Waze wants you to take. You know what I mean? Like, that's ultimately what's happening. Life is the app Waze, and you have a destination, and sometimes it's going to take you over to the the forest, and sometimes it's going to put you on the 101. So you just have to like roll with it. But as long as your mind is set on the final goal and it doesn't waver, then you're good. And it really responds to every feeling, every emotion, every negative and every positive. And only you bring negatives into your life. Yes, there are outside stimuli, but ultimately it's up to you and how you take it. So for instance, you know, you're in your best thread, you got your Gucci shoes on, you're driving, and you know, somebody hits your car. You can allow that to ruin your entire day, or you can say, hiccup, okay, let's deal with this. Let's move on, take 3 seconds and cry, and then move on about your day.
Oh my God. I feel like what you just said is what my husband says to me. Like, we start he puts a meditation on in the morning. So we have to, cause he knows I'm all like, So we put a meditation and we do it. What are our intentions for the day? So what you just said reminds me of what my husband tells me every morning, you know, even if there's some negative force coming in, don't allow it to come in, stay in your space. Oh my God. So good. Okay.
We put our meditation music on at night. We put on hypnosis at night for positivity and all of that. It helps. It's amazing. So yay to your husband.
Yay. Do you hear that, Patrick? Okay. So we're going to have a little fun now, because I know you're going to be on the Celebrity Wheel of Fortune. Okay. You're on it. Okay. So we have a puzzle for you guys. We gave you lots of letters and vowels, but if you guys can see what it is and answer it or know the phrase, then we're gonna, we have a little prize for you, okay? So.
I love.
Okay, so here is the puzzle, and can you figure it out what it is?
Subscribe to APM on YouTube.
Yay, you did it!
Oh my God.
You did it, la. Congratulations, okay.
So, I love games!
Okay, so now what we're gonna do is, because you guys are so awesome and I love you both so much, we're gonna donate $500 to any of your charity that you guys want us to, will be to you guys, okay? Ah! Okay, yeah, so you tell us what charity you want us to donate $500 and we will do that, okay?
Amazing.
Thank you, Paula. You know what? We have a surprise for you. You tell us what recipe you want us to make and we'll make it for you.
Okay. Wait a second. Okay, that's good. I got to think about that. Okay. Okay. But yeah, so you let your team know what charity you want this to go to and we will make sure that we will send it to them and then we're going to make sure everybody knows that, okay?
Thank you.
Yes, thank you both. I just want to say, I cannot wait for Raven's Home to return for season 5. I mean, it's big. You're the executive producer, you've directed a few episodes. I mean, it's going to be a moment for all of us, so I'm just so glad it's coming back, and I love you both, and it's so great to be talking to you two, because I feel like we've come so far that this is happening, and that we can be ourselves. So thank you both so much, really.
Thank you so much for creating a platform for this to happen. Thank you so much for calling on us to be your first guest for the 11th season. Wait for Raven's Home season 5 because there's some familiar faces coming back. And follow anytime you need us, we're here for you.
Oh my God, you're the best. Okay, I love you too. Thank you. And have a wonderful day, okay?
Same to you.
All right. Bye. Thanks, Miranda. Bye, Raven. You two are amazing. Thank you, okay?
Thank you, that was awesome. Thanks for that.
Thanks for joining me today on the A Spoonful of Paula podcast. For tons more interviews or the video version of this episode, visit our website, aspoonfulapaolo.com, or our YouTube channel. I'm Paolo Presta, and I hope you always remember to dream big.
Spoonful of Paolo! I love you, Oprah. Bye, everyone. We'll see you next time.